Chapter 2 Kenneth Mills Tucker, 19. Indianapolis, Indiana. November 23rd, 3:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A rapid, repetitive barrage of shots had pierced the night, like the clacking of an almighty typewriter echoing through a dark, empty office. It was 3:13 a.m., when a woman, woken by the noise, but still with the weight of sleep in her voice, called 911 and told the controller what she'd heard. Some kind of gunfire, she said, before deferring to her husband, a muffled presence on the line. My husband says it's automatic. The controller asks which direction the gunfire is heading. Going north, from just down to the street, she says, before her husband corrects her. He says it's going east, going toward the main office. How many did you hear? Repeated fire. It was more than six.
Six?
More than six. I'm in my bed. I didn't get up, 'cause they woke us up. It woke me up. I never heard this kind of fire before. The second caller was matter-of-fact and brief. 911? The police are around here now, but someone got shot outside my house. As the drama unfolded in real time, residents in a patch of northwest Indianapolis offered what they could by way of information. Stray bullets peppered the area. One hit a bedroom wall. Two others went through bedroom windows. The calls were partial, occasionally panicked accounts from residents whose slumber had been disturbed by the high-powered crackling of a weapon of war, and who were now disoriented as they struggled to relate their versions of events to the dispassionate voice of a civil servant seeking hard, actionable information on the other end of the line. I'm at Three Fountains West Apartments, and I think I heard gunshots, and then people running through right past my house. A third caller says in breathless, abrupt sentences. I heard the shots, and as soon as I looked out the window, there were two gentlemen running right past my house, and I saw them stop.